Hey, listener, Underdog Fantasy is the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, the fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. You can play Pick'em, pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower total in each stat for this week's games for a chance to win big. You can actually win up to 100 times your money in a single night. That's right. I didn't say 10. I didn't say 20. Up to 100 times your money. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. My favorite feature, you can make rivals picks. Pit 2 players against each other. Wembanyama versus Nikola Jokic. Tim Hardaway Jr. versus Norm Powell. Kawhi Leonard versus Steph Curry. Who knows? Maybe Grayson Allen versus Pat Connaughton. You get where I'm going with that. You can do it all with Underdog Fantasy. Make sure you sign up today with the promo code DING. That's D-I-N-G. And get your first deposit doubled up to $100 as well as an instant pick'em special. Visit UnderdogFantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our promo code DING, D-I-N-G, to get your first deposit doubled up to $100 as well as an instant pick'em special. Must be 18 or older and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-522-4700 or visit www.ncpgambling.org.
Yo, what's good? It's Black Trey, and I got a show called Growing Up the Same with Jason Madison, where we talk to guests about their childhood memories that I'm sure everyone can relate to. You even get some life advice at the end. Our show has featured guests like Dom Kennedy, JJ Redick, Baron Davis, Brian Koppelman, Bomani Jones, Mina Kimes, and many more. Be sure to check us out on the Black Opinions Matter feed under the Count the Dings Network. Oh yeah, and don't forget to tell a friend to subscribe, rate, and review.
And also subscribe, rate, and review to the separate Growing Up the Same feed.
Welcome to another fun-filled episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. My name is Amin Alhassan. I'm joined, as always, by Big Derv, Black Trey, and producer Sean on the 1 and 2s. If you are not a Patreon, man, just pause this right now, patreon.com/countthedings. Go ahead, check it out, sign up, get access to all the exclusive content. Get the special edition Cinephobe episodes. We got one coming. I'll say it. I don't care if anyone hears. For Space Jam, coming out soon this month. We also have our Bomb Overflow shows. We also have our live shows. We had a great live show the other night. Me and B and Jason Madison and Anthony Mays. We talked about Quentin Tarantino. Is he racist? I don't know. Check out that episode if you are a Patreon. So patreon.com/countthedings. As far as our episode today, we're going to, again, preview in a couple of weeks. We're going to start doing Oz for our show recap. So we got a little excited. So I'll talk about that. We also went through the HBO catalog, trying to find out how many flops they have. Not too many, but they certainly have some memorable ones. We also reviewed Power, as always. Kanan, Power Book 3 or whatever it's called. I don't know what it's called, but we follow the exploits of a young Kanan and ask whether his homie looks like Waz. And first, though, we got started talking about Flatbush Misdemeanors, the latest episode. Apparently, somebody gets shot.
Oh, damn, we recording?
Yeah, I got you. I can pull.
Oh, no, you good. I'm gonna just fall back, breathe easy on this one. I was like, oh, I got a hot mic over here.
I'll let a mean catch all this.
Yeah, mean, you can't these strays. The last thing I want is my Lord and Savior to come for me.
Bro, before
coming, you... No, he's not coming for you. Let me tell you right now. Because he gets it. That's the thing. Like, Jesus gets it.
Before you even said something, I was thinking that shit when I saw it. I'm like, man, get out the fucking locker room, bro.
Do you know how many people texted me?
But he got invited in, though.
I know. You know what?
That's cool.
I've never been to someone's house and they say, hey, man, come have dinner with us. And you're like, no, I'm good. Thank you, though, Mrs. Smith. I appreciate it, but thank you. We good.
Right.
Yeah, has that ever happened to you before?
No, it has.
Don't mind if I do. And you sat down and put a bib on. Like,
yeah, I mean, bro, I'm with you. I'll be real with you. In my day, I didn't really turn down too many invites for dinner, though, because a lot of my friends' aunties and moms and shit can cook. So I'm pulling up.
That's because you're classy and a great.
In the words of Adrian Bronner, I'm getting cooked. That's all I was seeing as a meme, bro. Every time.
Brother, I wasn't getting cooked.
I know you're going to push back on that shit, but I feel like you be every week I'm seeing you now on this shit.
Hold on. Because, Trey, it's easy for me to say, like, when I said, hell, even like me saying that the Bucks wouldn't win a game and then they won four in a row, I got cooked.
Right.
When I said that the Cavs,
but you didn't change your take, so it's fine.
But I got cooked. Like they roasted my ass, and I deserve it, right? When I said the Cavs wouldn't come back with 3-1 down, and they did, I got cooked on that, and I deserved it. When I wore the jeans, I got cooked on that, and I deserve it. I didn't get cooked on this shit because all it was, how can you say that, Monty? I'm like, shut the fuck up, man. He don't even know you or care about you.
I'm not wrong on that
in that the sense that like
I will say like, that you're not alone with I will say you're not alone in those thoughts, and a lot of people that a lot of people were scared to say it, and I felt like you did the Jay-Z line, like I went through that, so you don't have to go through that.
No,
but it was a lot of people that felt that way.
Agents, yeah, players, coaches, execs, media people. I'm not talking about one or two here. Mad people said the same shit. The same shit. Yeah. But if you're the type of person who wants to look like I'm a holy person in front of Twitter and how dare, like, then you did your thing. But the real, they all said, yo, man, same note too, bro. That's what they all said.
It's a fact.
I mean, most niggas would say no. First of all, if I'm sad and you popping shit, nigga, I'm not trying to be in there. But since Giannis is a different type of black nigga, only well, he's thinking even, like, huh?
I won't even watch fucking SportsCenter for a couple of days after my team loses. I'm not walking up in the fucking locker room.
It's over. Nah, I ain't gonna lie though. I'll be like, yo, where the hoes at?
Yeah, where y'all going tonight?
Hey, you see how James be out? Nigga, I'll be out just like James after that. Nigga, I'm not. I don't even cry when niggas die, so I ain't gonna pretend like I'm just like.
Damn, oh, Trey. Damn. Pent up.
Yo, we've been talking about death too much, G.
Nah, we good, too much bro.
Death talking.
We good, bro. Let's segue.
Are you rested
up? What's
up,
man?
You rested up, Trey? You got to get.
Man, I've been
sleep?
In the group chat, bro. This shit been going up all week, my nigga. It's been some classic hoop bump in there, man. I ain't gonna name no names, but that shit been great. I needed that in my life. And today, man, I can honestly say that this is the first time I really missed New York. I was like, yo.
Get me back.
I can't wait to. There's nothing wrong with Chicago, but I was there too long. And the thing was about Chicago is like, first of all, I'm only going to plug this one little thing, Sean. We went to this restaurant, my nigga, Apollonia. Oh, my God, nigga, that shit was fire. Yeah, and we got a bang for our buck between three people, $150. We had four different courses, my nigga. I had a bottle of fucking wine. Like, niggas ate all my watermelon.
$150 a person or $150?
No, nigga, between us three total, nigga.
Yeah. With booze included.
We weren't really sipping like that. No booze included. No.
I mean, I had a bottle of wine by myself.
A bottle. Damn. Trey. Trey's talking about I don't cry when people die. Trey's talking about I did a whole bottle of wine. Trey, something going
no,
on?
me and my man Dion, he had a glass, but okay. I mainly had that, you know.
Yeah.
And but the overall shit though, these niggas ate up all my watermelon salad, and I barely got to eat that.
Don't listen to that.
but I will say, nigga, the toothpick lamb is amazing at Apollonia. Yeah. Yes, Jerv, shit is amazing, nigga. with the, you know what I'm saying? What else did we get?
You just naming shit that you know, I just don't make enough money to have. Like watermelon.
You already talking about some money.
Watermelon salad probably isn't expensive, but that shit sounds fucking expensive as fuck. And toothpick lamb, is that different from just regular lamb? Like, I don't understand.
Nah, it was just sauteed, but it was just more served as apple, you know, as a hors d'oeuvre, like, you know.
Oh, presentation. Okay. Presentation.
It was a presentation, dog, but it was very fire, man. The watermelon salad had the nice little feta, a little mix in there. But, I thought TV was really interesting, this, you know, pivot. These shows showed up today. I mean, this past weekend.
This might be my favorite episode of Flatbush. I don't know. I feel it, man.
I feel like I say that every week.
No, every week, though. Nah, last week I was off that one. I ain't gonna lie. It was cool, but it wasn't. It was cool, but it wasn't great. You know what I'm saying? Like, this one was great because it was so much shit going on. Niggas lying to each other. You know, my nigga Kevin standing up for himself. Like, it was a lot, dog. Like, for real. I was sitting there like, damn.
But wait, hold on. Time out. All right, so I get Kev stood up for himself, right? Shout out to Kev for standing up for himself. But let's keep it real. If his main mans ain't behind him, you know what I'm saying, flashing, you know what I'm saying, that was going to go a whole nother way, and Kev probably wouldn't have been as come off as
but that's crazy. But that's the dope part about it. My nigga showed up for him, and he got the 500 cash. So I thought that was killer because
also Kev was drunk. Let's be clear on that one.
Like, don't forget
strawberry
daiquiris.
no disrespect to anybody that drinks strawberry daiquiris.
I was going to say, man, I didn't have my phase of drinking them girly drinks, nigga. Them shits was fire.
Yo, when he said, I'm going to tell you right now, when he said, the white woman special, they put me on. I said, Trey, that sounds like some shit you would say, man.
Facts, bro. I picked up Paloma from a white woman, bro. Shoot the Palomas, nigga. Them shits is fire. Fire.
Paloma is good.
Fire. Yo, y'all all like family to me. And I do look forward to the world opening up and maybe one day hopping on a plane and, you know, and as a group meeting people there, not just one of us, you know, more than just the two of us meeting somewhere. unless we on somewhere with a fucking beach or is this a pool, I'm telling you right now, do not order me a strawberry daiquiri, a pina colada, a Miami Vice, a Henny colada, any of that. Nah, I don't want any of that shit. Now, if I'm in Miami, I'll get that shit.
I get that shit. Nah.
What about
are we on a beach?
I'm by the pool.
What about
are we on a beach?
I'm by the pool.
Are we on a beach?
I'm by the pool.
Nah, bro. Makers on the rocks.
So you too cool to have a mango margarita?
Toxic masculinity.
Not too good that no. Whoa, margaritas are a little different to me.
Move the goalpost, brother. Go ahead.
You know what I'm saying? Because if I'm at a taco spot, I should have a margarita.
Okay, so if you had a spot that only served fucking mint juleps, you're not gonna drink a mint julep.
I mean, I would have a mint julep if I'm at the Kentucky Derby because that's what you're supposed to do.
Right. Okay. So
I'm not going to the hood bar and they like, yo, my nigga, yo, they make a mean mint julep. Nah, I'm good, fam. Makers on the rocks for your boy. You can get me a double. Hey, you can get me a double if you want.
This nigga too cool for school for me, man.
I'm just saying, dog. As I sip a LaCroix.
Bro, I just...
Hey, by the way, that's what I understood. That's what that shit tastes like, snail slime.
Hold on.
No, I don't. Bruh, no, I don't know.
Everybody on this call, you don't fuck with LaCroix?
I do not. It's a scam, and that's they made an article about it.
I like seltzer water. It don't give like LaCroix, but
so here's the thing: I like Aquapana. I like.
How is it a scam? Wait, am I drinking not water? Like, hold up, time out. Am I not drinking water?
I'll send it to y'all. See the article, bro. I'm not about to break it down for you right now.
Okay, do I need to stop drinking this LaCroix right now?
Yes, bro. That shit's a scam, bro. Goddamn.
Aquapana is the elite of the elite water.
Nigga, that cleanse your palate, nigga. I get 4 bottles a day. Anyway,
I don't like bubbly water.
No, it's not bubbly. It's just smooth. It's flat, but it's spring water. Yeah, just spring water. That's the one that if you go to an Italian restaurant, it's from the Toscani. You know what I'm saying? You drink that shit after you have like the bread or whatever the fuck you're going to have before your meal get there. And that shit be right there.
I'm old school.
And it's in a, and just, it's in a glass bottle too.
Just bring me my water with some ice in it. I'm old school, bro. I don't need all that fancy shit. I used to drink water out the hose outside. Like, I don't need all this.
I mean, we all did, bro. We all did. Honestly, shout out to New York Tap. That shit fire. But
Philly you know. Tap water's better, bro. Just want to put you on.
Chicago fluoride tap water is the best, bro.
Chicago, stop. Yeah, I need to stop.
Stop it.
No, while we're at it, Chicago deep dish pizza is trash too, by the way.
D-R-A-S-H.
The locals don't even eat deep dish.
Look at Sean. Like, hey, my nigga, y'all niggas out here trying to smoke my city, bro. You better stand up for Chicago, bro.
Never.
Harold's is overrated.
Hold on. Speaking of drinking out the hose, it is overrated. Speaking of drinking super overrated. Super overrated. That's why they got 70 of them. That's because
it's a chain, my nigga. Yeah. That's just like Fridays.
The Hood McDonald's.
Hey, now y'all. Hey, all you gonna say? Listen, that's how Pat Beth pushed Chris Paul. Man, he said Uncle Remus was better than Ben Harold's, man.
Uncle it's the Remus sauce,
is,
bro.
Uncle Remus is a crazy name.
Damn, I want to finish my LaCroix, but I don't have nothing else. This is sad.
Bro, drink it, bro. You're not gonna die. God damn.
Trey read something in the Variety or the New Yorker Vanity. I want to go back to like the one other thing from Flatbush. When old girl shows up to the apartment and she pours the Smirnoff into a bowl for him because he ain't got no cups. What is the weirdest thing you've ever drank out of because you ain't had or eaten or drank out of because you ain't had no clean?
Silver, you know. Oh, the Tupperware shit. You know the is it Glad? Is it Glad Tupperware?
Yeah.
With the purple top.
Yep.
My nigga. Yes. I use that shit as a cereal bowl. I use that shit as a cup.
Yes, sir.
Nigga, all that shit. Nigga, I ain't no shame in my game. For sure, I was broke.
That's not weird though.
That's not weird. Eating cereal out of the glass.
I didn't
even I don't want a regular bowl. Give me the big bowl. I need a big bowl, big spoon for the cereal, bro.
Oh yeah, no, I was eating diabetes worth of cereal. I seen Friday once, my nigga, and poured a whole box in this big ass cake bowl.
Come on,
and
man.
I was not playing, nigga.
Nah, man. I'm trying to think of something that
I never do that shit now, nigga. My whole sweet palate is fucked up. I can't eat chocolate. I can't eat none of that shit.
Oh, I did get reckless once in college. I had we were at this girl's crib. She was at like a little pregame, and there was no cups, so. She had just like repotted a plant. So I like rinsed it out real quick, checked it. You know what I'm saying? Looked good and poured me up a little drink. And that's pretty reckless.
Drank out of a potted plant.
But it was empty. It was an empty pot. You know what I'm saying? So like it had just got empty. So I rinsed it, dropped a little bit in there. And sipped. That's pretty bad.
That might be the winner. I don't know.
That's pretty bad. This is like 18 years old though.
I don't think I have anything that tops that. I mean, I drank out of a measuring cup before, and what is it? A fucking regular measuring cup. Fucking, did you measure flour in?
Oh, okay. Them like red plastic ones like that.
Yeah.
The Pyrex, that's the elite measuring cup. The
Pyrex. Yeah, I ate off of a cardboard box before, like a shoe. I took a shoe box and put a slice of pizza on it as my plate. But I don't feel like that's weird. Like, I feel like that's just some broke college shit.
That's very poor. That's all that shit is.
I drank out of a ladle.
That's a big spoon.
Oh, okay.
The shit that you get the soup with,
like the punch.
Yeah,
like a punch bowl. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Drank. I saw some shit on TikTok. Like, are you in the? Am I in the trenches or no? And this dude made. He used the iron to heat up his skillet to make some eggs in it. Yeah. And they were like, "Nah, you're not in the trenches, bro. You outside on the curb. It's over with." Like, so yeah, it gets like that.
People do grilled cheese sandwiches with an iron. I've seen that.
Yeah.
You know what? I was about to say I did that. I seen it on TV though. I shouldn't have been doing it because we wasn't that poor, and I got my ass beat for doing that. I put it in the paper bag, and I was like, "I thought that shit was sweet." She like, "Nigga, that's for your clothes, not for the food." My grandma beat my ass. I thought that shit was fire though.
That's great. It's great that she announced it right before she beat your ass.
Oh, for sure. For sure. It was always life lessons with the ass beatings. Yeah.
Shout out to my guy, Roy Wood Jr. He made an appearance as the principal.
when
he
man.
Said, "What do you know about this?" And he said, "Oh, you know, she came to her house, like that, like he, you know, Dan snitched all over." I said, "It's weird that you would just volunteer such damning information." Like, oh, that's why I was hesitating. I didn't know how much you knew. Oh man, the argument between Kevin and Dan was so classic. He's like, "Yo, you brought him back here. Now he knows where we live. He could kill us." Da da da. And my man called and said, "Yeah, man, she was with him and that woman teacher, whatever. Tell him I'm gonna fuck him up when I see him." He's like, "You don't see? You see? I told you he's dangerous." Like, because it's in a weird way. Like, I kind of saw both of their points.
Yeah. I liked honestly how he changed his tone and still called her a bitch.
Oh, he's like, "You can't be yelling and cussing in here." It's like, "You got to pick one." He's like, "Okay, this bitch here."
Hey, but dog, that shit was hilarious because at the end of the day, like, dog, he was like, "Nigga, how you gonna tell me about my family?" Like, it was crazy. And then he tried to make a valid point, and Roy Woods was like, "Nah, bro. Mm-mm. You still fired."
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was a good speech, though.
That was a good speech, though.
Also, yeah, you got to go.
Yeah, that was going to be the whole – that was going to be the end of the whole way.
Why is she in bigger trouble, though?
Because she's the vice principal, and she's supposed to be
– And it was her house.
What was a lot of shit that trickled down? The birth control, first of all, hosting her. Like, she – they were the worst fucking teachers ever, bro. Like, in the school.
And also Zayna's.
Oh, Zayna's trash.
Trash, man.
Like, she doesn't strike me as a student that you want to help because I feel like she snitches on you off top.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here from Cinephobe. Yeah, that podcast. It's a good one. Ascertain. Telling you right now, Prize Picks, that's the way to go. Prize Picks is America's number one fantasy sports app with over 3 million members. The easiest and most exciting way to play DFS is just you against the numbers. You pick more than or less than on 2 to 6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. It's demon time. That's right. You're asking, what does that mean? It's demon time. I'll tell you. Demons and Goblins, the newest and most exciting way to play at Prize Picks. Squares marked with red demons or green goblins get you different payouts. You can now win up to 100 times your money with as little as 4 correct picks. That's insane. That's insane of Prize Picks to do. You know what else is insane? They offer injury insurance so that your entries stay in play, even if one of your players gets injured. For football and basketball games, if you have a player who exits the game in the first half and does not return in the second, that player projection won't count against you, and the rest of your entry stays alive. Prize Picks is the only DFS platform with an injury insurance policy. And by the way, they now offer Apple Pay for quick and easy deposits into your account this football, basketball, any season you're playing. Me personally, I'm taking more than points on Joel Embiid all the time. I'm taking more than assists on Tyrese Halliburton. I'm taking less than points on Jordan Poole. Those seem to be the easy money makers for you. And you're probably wondering, Zach, how do I get involved in this? You go to prizepicks.com/ding and use code DING, D-I-N-G, for a first deposit match up to $100. That's prizepicks.com/ding. Use code DING, D-I-N-G, for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
She did. And they brought a dog in.
Shout out to Dan not pulling out, bro.
That's not true.
Wait, time out. Has it been confirmed that Dan's gotten some? Because yeah. I don't think he got some this episode.
He's had sex multiple times.
Yeah,
with her.
Yes.
Yeah.
When the episode where Kevin said, "Yo, don't mind him. He's just about to lose his virginity." Like that episode, he smashed.
Like, I just want to. The reason why I was laughing so hard because that nigga Jerv was reading that motherfucking article in disgust. Yeah. He was discovering it on live.
That's crazy.
The LaCroix.
Yeah, bro. Oh man, you was out here. Look at
I thought I was fancy as a motherfucker. I'm like, yeah, you know, my little soda alternative up in this bitch. I got all types of flavors, berry, mango, tangerine, what you need, my G. Hey,
them shits is coming straight from different Philly projects. Them roaches.
They properly.
Y'all niggas, the fuck out of here.
Hey, you all right, though? You ain't gonna die, my nigga. You're straight, bro. Hey, but no, also, they get to the bar, they get lit. This nigga forgets to lock the door. I knew something was up as soon as the door didn't lock.
What is what is that gonna be? What do you think that's gonna how's that gonna play?
You didn't see the end?
Well, he shot the nigga. He shot the nigga.
Oh, I didn't finish the episode. Damn.
Yeah, so he shot the nigga. So CPS showed up for Zayna, like to ask some questions, opened up the door, and the nigga kept knocking. And he said, hey, and Drew had his gun by and cocked and shot him off of just like you know, sleep.
Oh, damn.
So time out. First of all, was this the last episode? Was this the season finale?
One more.
Okay, because that cliffhanger was season finale esque. Like,
listen, if Kevin go to jail for this,
nah, he not going to jail. He gonna help him get rid of the body.
I think that's when they really gonna end. This is the thing. They gonna call it a truce for him chopping up the because you know he supposed to be a specialist. The nigga got the motherfucking apron with the glasses. They gonna get rid of the body for sure. Man. That's sick though.
Why haven't they renewed it for this? Why haven't they confirmed season two yet though? What's up?
I don't know how that shit worked, but I hope that's ain't it because that shit is fucking hilarious, dog.
Yeah, I thought it worked. I thought they usually announced it before the shit was over with. But I guess it's always different.
It depends.
It's a plandemic. Mm.
Huh. Oh, I see what you did there.
Yeah. y'all want to talk about power?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Let me see. Power be having some overacting motherfuckers, huh?
Oh my god, man.
You overacted.
Why? Who overacted in this episode, fellas?
Who didn't overact?
Man.
Let me shout out to my man D Wiz who got shot. He reminds me of a young Waz.
I can see that.
It's about like it's, when he was walking to go watch the movie, and he's like, "Yo, hop in." And Lulu was like, "Yo, hop in the car." Like, I was gonna go when he started talking. I'm like, "Oh shit, that's Waz, man!" Like a Waz when he's not certain. That's what he looked like.
when he's not certain.
Why'd they kill D Wiz? I'm not sure.
Cause he was he was talking about who got the body, so he was already making it hot. His brother came home and gave him the guns. So that was already kind of root of bad trouble. And then, you know, just in general, he just didn't want, you know, the mom just wanted to clean it up.
That doesn't.
Yeah.
No, it don't make. No, it don't. It don't no, make it a makes, reason to it kill
makes,
the nigga.
It makes, but, it makes perfect sense, though, to kill him. Honestly. Okay. The mom is the boss, right?
Okay.
Everyone thinks her son caught the body. You got the young boy saying, I caught the body. Right, he did. But the young is saying, yo, I caught the body. So if you kill him, you can put the body on him, and now your son lives.
Yeah, exactly right.
Okay. Yeah. No. Kane is good now. I mean, outside of his conscience eating him,
the idea is like the guy who actually shot Buck is dead now.
So he got the heat off of him now.
It's taken care of. Yeah.
Gotcha.
But, hey. In true power fashion, shout out to Power for being consistent. They said, my man's about to die. We got to get him some before he leaves.
Get him some cheeks.
He's got to have his annual power sex scene. It had to happen.
Hey, he was smacking that shit in the fucking box, nigga.
I hadn't watched it when you guys started texting about like, here come Power again. Someone's sex scene, then dead. So he had the sex scene, but so did Rock. And I was like, okay, now, hold on now. Is Symphony gonna die? Is D Wiz gonna die?
That's a sick name too, Symphony, for my man.
She asked, "Yo, what's up with them buildings?" And they gave her a dissertation.
Like,
what are you doing, man?
Yo, Rock came over with one agenda, and my man straight said, no, let's take it slow. I was like, wait, what? No, you know, hey, listen, man, if you like to take it slow, you take it slow.
That nigga look like Ime Udoka, bro. He look like Shamar Moore, Ime Udoka.
He looked like Shamar Moore Jr. Like,
he was one of them niggas, but the funniest
shape
shit,
up is
too.
Trash, too, by the way. Oh,
yeah. sick judging men, bro. They didn't have them lines yet. 80s, it's the 80s. Come on, Jerv.
Nah, dog. Philly in the 80s. We a haircut.
All right, my nigga. Philly did everything, bro. We not gonna believe that. Big Daddy Kane was the first nigga to make that shit crack.
Here y'all niggas go. Just because a New York nigga made it national don't mean other niggas wasn't doing this shit, yo. Now y'all got me hot, yo. Fuck out of here.
Who was the first nigga to have it in Philly?
I don't know, dog. My uncle probably had that shit. I don't know. But somebody had that shit before Big Daddy came, my nigga.
Hey, all I'm going to say is niggas were still rocking the unevens with Eddie Murphy and whatnot.
Yep.
But
no, that's cool. I'm just talking about his head. Like, all right, you know what? I see what this is. The truce is over. I get it. I tried to wear the vote shirt to bring some light back to Philly today. My niggas ain't feeling it. It's all good, y'all. I see what this is.
Hey, bro, you knew what happened, bro. Me said after January, this shit was fair game, bro. You don't get no more brotherly love. Fuck out of here.
I gave them until after the end of the year. Then we extended it to like the inauguration day. So you had your time. You had a year.
I appreciate you.
So D Wiz is dead. Kanan is watching the stash house, I guess, as punishment or to keep him out of trouble. My man really blew it on him. Was like, you think I'm your teacher? Nigga, I'm your
babysitter. He a funny nigga too, because he's in there playing video games.
Yeah.
Bored as shit.
I mean, I don't know how you could be bored if you got a TV and video games stuff, right? Like,
I mean,
it's the stash house, right? Like, I feel like anything you need, you'll have there because they need you to sit on the stash house. Yeah.
Go ahead.
What about the other uncle from fucking Ballers? I can't remember his name. Marvin.
Oh, yeah. Marv a sick nigga. You talking about the nigga with the flat top, the high top? Look like Teddy Riley?
My man from Ballers.
Bro,
Is he just a rumbler like that? Because, like, they didn't seem concerned that he was rumbling like six niggas.
Nah,
like,
he was wilding, though. He the type of nigga that's going to die over his dick. You know what I mean? Making bad decisions because they like, yo, we trying to run a business and you trying to throw a party. Like,
Yo, it's checks out on people's head. My nigga's like, yo, try this party.
You know what I'm saying? But honestly, I think he got a hidden agenda, though. What are you going to say to me?
I won't lie. The funniest thing was that when they were discussing, they walk away, he looked at him like, you're both invited. I was like, yo, man. Because I thought he was going to be like, fuck y'all. Y'all can't come too. But instead, he's like, you're both invited. But he definitely has an agenda, and it has to do with old girl.
Yeah, like the thing is, he gonna make her his white girl. He gonna bail out. Yeah. He gonna be fucking her, and then they gonna take over the club, and then that's how they gonna start selling shit out of there. So, I really think that he has an agenda because obviously that storefront is only gonna do so much. You need more and more private type of locations. You know what I'm saying? On some takeover shit, and I do think that's how motherfuckers gonna start growing the business, and they really gonna start taking over.
The Colombian dude is 100% going to die within like 2 hours.
I was just about to say that. He has to die. The uncle's going to kill him.
So, yeah, somewhat like as soon as we saw old girl with the black eyes, like, oh, that nigga's dead.
He might be out of here next episode on the low if they actually give him some TV time.
Should we bring back the power?
Does he get a sex scene first?
Exactly. He's smashing the wife. Or no, he's cheating on her. He's going to be cheating on her because they always got to make it seem like he did something wrong.
He's a dog. Yeah.
Yeah.
Who okay, so let's bring back the power ranking. Like, who is the most likely to die? Number one for me is Colombian dude.
Yeah, he's out of there. He's free smoke. But then I think the mom gonna go soon. It's gonna be one of the uncles. It's gonna be a Colombian dude.
She can't go yet. She can't go yet.
No, Rock, she ain't gonna last. Rock this last the thing
to the end, man.
You think Rock's gonna last to the end?
Her death is what's gonna make Kanan like tough or whatever. That's
But I think Kanan starts becoming a dog like in the middle.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
Well, first of all, he's going to get two seasons out of this for sure, right? Like, they're giving us two seasons. Rock, if anything, just goes to jail at the end of this season or something.
Nah, she's going to die, bro.
She's going to die for sure.
He has to die for the transformation to be complete.
For him to be created a monster. He becoming a monster. She teaching him all the game he possibly can learn. I feel like the last shit... She gonna die trying to save Kanan.
Yeah, something like that.
It's gonna be something like that.
Which uncle gonna die? I kind of feel like
The cool one who's going to die.
The cool one. Don, the cool one going to die.
Yeah.
Yeah, the one who took out his boy. Yep.
Lulu, he going to die.
He just too active.
And also, he too cool.
Too cool. Too cool. He's actually kind of too cool for power, to be honest with you. Yeah. He's actually not a power character. He'll die.
I got another name for you guys. The white girl, not the club white girl, but the prep school white girl that's messing with Jukebox.
Oh, Jukebox girl?
She going to die.
Nah. She's too irrelevant to die.
She's going
to
have an overdose or some shit like that, man.
She's okay. She can OD. That's fair.
And then get the internal squad fired up.
Jukebox. That's how Jukebox gets. Like all these people have to
transform. Yeah, somebody going to transform because Jukebox was fucked up in power, the original. She didn't look like whatever she was supposed to be. Like, she went to a life of crime immediately. So,
something the white girl dies, though? The other white girl?
She probably going to be.
She gives me Holly vibes or whatever.
She might be out of here, though. She might be out of here.
Who else was going to say? There's one more person. Girl. The girl that Kanan likes, who was Buck's girlfriend. She going
to. What's her name?
I don't know.
Is she someone that we heard about before in old power? Okay. No. Okay.
But I'll tell you who she's going to be. Remember Sean? She got Sean's mama right there. I did the math. It all checks out.
Oh.
He going to knock her up with Sean. Maybe she's not going to die then.
That's what I'm saying. It's a lot of people the people that you count now, I think they're going to stick.
I think Joey Badass dies.
How do y'all feel about prequels, period? Like, us seeing the regular shit and then going back and then trying to dissect it. Are you a fan of the prequel?
I think
you see that Sopranos one that's coming out?
That's going to be well done, sir.
Looks fire.
I'm ready for BMF, though.
BMF looked dope, but, like, to answer the question, that Sopranos one, because they got James Gandolfini's son.
That's his son in real life?
That's his son in real life.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You ever watch The Deuce on HBO? The one about
46? No, I saw it, though. Is it worth watching?
Fire. Yes, absolutely watch it. Really well done. But he was in that, and he was really good in that. So
I'm going to check out The Deuce for sure. HBO always got the heat, bro.
He got the heat.
I don't think they ever flopped. I ain't never seen them drop some shit.
They flopped. They flopped, my man. We've reviewed some of the flops, brother. I don't know if you saw Jake Robinson hit an alien with his baseball bat.
He'll never give up. He'll never give up that scene.
What is that?
Lovecraft.
The first scene of the first episode.
You ever seen Lovecraft Country?
Don't.
Okay.
You should check it out. You might like
Lovecraft Country.
Hey man, this is very anti-black reviews, man. I will not stand for this.
We love Flatbush. We love Power.
Did you like Watchmen? Because that was HBO also.
Watchmen was dope.
Watchmen. Look at Jerv. Your fucking opinion stinks, dog. I love you like a play cousin.
I mean, here we go. Man. Y'all always say my opinions stink. I'm just like, niggas got bad taste. I'm sorry. I have high class taste with my television. You like fancy water. I like fancy television.
But you don't like fancy television, Jerv. That's the point.
I do. I just don't want to. I don't need to see fucking Jackie Robinson kill an alien with a baseball bat or the blue naked dude just walking around and everybody got masks on. Like, I'm cool. That shit wasn't for me. Dr. And life is overrated.
Life is overrated. Is the one that really gets you in trouble, man.
Yeah.
Like, I think you could get away with, like, shitting on Watchmen. But, like, life is over. By the way, all your friends that hate me, do they also hate life or do they give you shit about that?
No, I mean, I'm pretty much on that hill by myself. And I'm okay with that because I like to think that people just have shitty takes. And, you know, I'm able to see things clearer than some people. And it's okay. I don't get hung up with the names that are in the movie. I mean, I'm here for the context of the film.
It's not about the names, man. It's a funny movie. It's a genuinely...
You know what's a funny movie with names in it? Harlem Nights. That's a funny movie.
Harlem Nights is funny, too. It's not a competition, man. Like, they can both exist and be funny. I don't know what you're doing there, man.
I'm looking through these HBO shows. There's a lot of heat in here.
Yo, I'm gonna tell you the flops. I'm gonna tell you the flops.
Okay.
The one with the horses was a flop.
The one with the horses.
Yeah. Yeah. The shit about secretary or whatever it was.
Secretary.
No. It was a show. Dustin Hoffman was in it. It was a show. It was about betting on horses, and that shit was.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
I don't remember that.
I always thought Girls was boring as shit.
Yo, Girls was whack, and Lena Dunham is whack, bro. I don't fuck with Shorty. Yeah, I agree with that.
What he said.
I always thought that 6 Feet Under was kind of whack too. Like I could never get into it.
I never seen that either.
Yeah, man.
What was the polygamous one? That was that. Did you like that?
Big Love.
Yeah.
All right. Like I wasn't like.
I thought it was good.
Here's another one. It started great, but then it ended trash.
Oh my God. I just saw that.
Yeah. True Blood.
True
Blood is back.
Dexter is back though for people that used to watch Dexter.
I'm saying niggas out here talking about Suki.
Yeah, Suki.
I don't know if we can say this or not, but Suki must have had.
Hold on. No. I just saw the thumbnail for Lovecraft Country, and I'm never even clicking on that shit. How did y'all hit it? I'm never watching that, bro. Y'all okay, for
I ain't no rat, but somebody on
I'll
this
pay the fine, said, bro. I suggested that. All
right. Okay, yeah.
I just know it wasn't me, Trey. It wasn't me, sure.
Never.
Hey, niggas out here talking about they ain't gonna rap, man. You niggas, man, jerk.
I ain't no snitch.
Jerk, you be out here snitch.
I got another snitch, dog. What's the one from with the turned out to be a monster thing? At first, it was like how was this murder happen when this guy was like 100 miles away? It just what was the Undoing. What was it called? I can't remember it. Y'all know what I'm
I know you're not talking about Night Of.
Not the Night Of. Because it turned into a monster thing.
Is this new or old, though?
It came out last year.
I probably didn't watch that shit.
Hold on. HBO series, and I think Jason Bateman was in it. The Outsider.
No, I didn't watch that.
I didn't watch that either.
It started fire. It was like, yeah, this show is really good. Da, da, da. And then, spoiler alert, it turned into like there's a monster or some demon, and I'm like, what are we doing? Like we had a good show going here, and then we just decided to make it silly.
The only show that I watch that has monsters in it is what's the shit that comes on Netflix? It's the kids move. It's the kids book show. Stranger Things. Oh. That's the only monster shit I watch.
I've never watched it. By the way, another terrible show, Ballers.
Terrible show. Yeah, that's a
terrible. Okay, JoJo. Shout out to my man JoJo though. I got lit with him.
But it's not terrible. It's just not good.
My man, Ant, who plays the wide receiver whose mama is fucking John David Washington's character. Remember that in season one?
Mm-hmm.
That's my guy. Like, that's my guy, man. I grew up with that guy, man. But that show is.
I'll say this. It was what it was. Like, they weren't trying to sell us on, like, a deep-ass show. It was just, like, some. You know what I'm saying?
It's like Power. They're like.
Right.
You know what you mean.
Mm-hmm. This is what it is. Yeah, I watched the first couple seasons and I stopped after that. But yeah, it was.
Solid. I watched it to the end.
Hey, and it was only.
Sometimes you gotta see it through.
It's only 30 minutes. I'm like, cool.
30 minutes,
bro. We can get through this. This ain't no problem.
I watched the whole thing, bro. Not one thing that I missed. I went through the whole thing. Let's see what else. What other shows that I've seen?
Were you a fan of Entourage?
Not really. I mean, like, it was all right. I never saw the big deal.
Oh, see, maybe that was just my. Maybe no, that was just my like high school time. I thought that
loved it. Sean, I'm in a minority. Most people loved it.
I thought it was Finney Chase and the Chasers.
That was like 2004, 2005.
Like, I
like
Entourage.
I was in high school, and I was like, this is what me and all the homies want to be. Like, this shit is crazy.
It's the I Don't Drink Jaeger boys.
It was all right.
Yo, I'd had the Rumble Boy. I'm not gonna lie. I'd have stole you after like the third. Yo, it's the I Don't Drink Jaeger dudes, and then you say, "What up, Jerv?" Like, that's when I turn to y'all. Like, yo, I'm about to just steal, dude. Like, just get ready. Like, it's we rumbling today.
And what's his name? Is from Chicago. The agent, Ari.
Ari.
Yeah.
Oh, Ari Go.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's like a creeper in real life, right?
In real life, that's what they say. Yeah.
Damn.
Okay.
Hate to hear it.
One more thing I got for you. That's
the worst thing you could be called.
Awful. started with a spark, but then now you're just garbage, right? Westworld. Season one of Westworld was,
and then season two.
And then after that, season three was.
I was actually in for season two. Season three, I was like, "What the fuck is going on?" But season four, are we gonna be back?
See, this what season four?
We back? Meaning
what?
They got six seasons greenlit.
Well, let me tell you something, brother. After season after season one,
hey, who the fuck did Jared become? That nigga said, "Let me listen here, brother." Nigga turned into a Hogan, nigga.
Duh, after season one, I watched the first episode of season two. I remember getting in an argument with Amin and Jade saying, yo, this show is trash. No, you got to give it time. You know, da, 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 da. That shit sucks. I'm not watching it. If y'all say we watching it, I'm not watching that shit.
Season one was fire.
Season one was fire.
One of the best seasons of TV I've ever seen. Season two, I'm with you, Trey. I got confused after a while. I'm like, yo, like this is weird.
I mean, any show... Like Lovecraft, first of all.
No, not like Lovecraft.
No. I'm just saying, like any show that confuses.
No, I'm on my own.
Hey, I'm Will Smith in the room looking around. Like, hey, all I'm gonna say is that, pretty much any show that I don't know and I gotta overthink, it's probably ungood. Like it's not great.
Yeah.
Lovecraft
wasn't even making me.
I don't like Easter eggs. I don't like Easter eggs in the show.
Lovecraft wasn't even an Easter egg show. It was just bad. This is a bad show.
I'm gonna peep the Deuce because I peeped it and I was gonna start it, and I'm like, yeah, okay.
It's set in the 70s, and it's how like Times Square went from like the porn capital to like how they cleaned it up, basically.
Yeah,
but it starts like in the depth of like the peep shows and shit like that. And actually, I shouldn't say porn capital because it starts before porn was a thing.
Mm.
And then it like explores how porn became a thing, like porn in theaters and then porn on tape. And then like, oh, they're going to clean up 42nd Street and they're getting rid of all this shit. So it's a nice kind of like circle look of like everything. And it's great acting. You got Franco is in it. You've got
I saw that.
Maggie Gyllenhaal. You got what's my man from Slim Charles from The Wire. It's got a great. It's the same dude that made The Wire. It's the same, so it's a great cast of characters.
Dude. Okay, bet. Yeah, I'm a peep.
Bro, we got one more episode before we get into Oz, and I can't wait.
I told Jade was like, "No, you guys gonna do the whole thing?" I'm like, "Yeah, man." We're going to start from the beginning. I can't wait to, man. Oz
was a good show.
Oz is a good show. But you know what? I won't lie, Jerv. I'm curious because I'm saying Oz is a good show 20 years later.
Mm.
If I go back, I haven't seen it. I haven't seen reruns. I haven't seen anything.
You don't really hear many people bring, like when you talk about like the greatest HBO shows, Oz doesn't come up as much. So it may not be a show that, yeah.
Look, I'm going to tell you right now, if you're listening to this podcast right now and you're saying, oh, I'm excited to watch this Oz show they're talking about. Yo, this isn't for the faint of heart. This isn't, you know, on Cinephobe, we got a saying, right? Like when some shit like the way we grew up, we call it 20th century, bitch. Like that's how we did things. 20th century, bitch. Pay phones. Having to be wherever you're supposed to be on time or else, right? And Oz is a very 20th century bitch show. So if you got like 21st century, ma'am, sensibilities, I'm going to tell you right now, don't even get into it. What you want to talk about problematic? They're depicting prison. Prison. No. I never forget, man. I was telling my father, this was years ago, Oz was on. And he was like, I was like, oh, man. He's saying like, you know, jail is like, we're just talking about prison and how like it's a crazy thing. I'm like, yeah, man, there's a show called Oz, man. It's crazy. He's like, yeah, but they don't show all the things that happen in prison. I'm like, nah, Dad, they show everything. He's like, no. Trust me, they don't show all the things that happen in prison. I'm like, no, they pretty much show everything. Like, no. So then this is how he tried to break it down. I was like, no. See, I mean, sometimes when men are locked away for a very long time, they're so like missing women so much that they take other men and they treat them like they're women. And I was like, yeah, Dad, they show all of that. It's like, what? This is on TV? Like, my dad, I'm like, look, it's aggressive. It's prison. I mean, that's what prison is like, I guess. Like, it's not, I mean.
Debuted in 97. So, yeah. Mm.
It was the 90s. You had to be there.
You had to be there. And a lot of y'all, some of y'all, 23, 24 years old, you think like, oh, you know, I've watched The Wire 7 times. And like, this ain't The Wire, man. Wire was cute and cuddly. Oz is like, this is the show.
Oh, yeah.
07 to 03 is when it, or 97 to 03 is when it ran.
What a run. Wow. It was that long of a run? I mean, that quick of a run?
Yeah, bro. I feel
like it was longer than that.
Yeah, 97 to 03.
This is back before they did 10 episodes a season.
Yeah. Okay.
This is back when, like, let me hold up. Oz season 1 episode list. Because I think they were, like, because I know that from watching the Wire.
What they were doing, 9 or 8?
Oh, they were doing like 15.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Wire,
mad long.
Right.
Because I thought it was
like, yeah, the Wire's got like 13, 14 episodes, I think, per season, except for the last season.
Oh, maybe I'm wrong. List of Oz episodes, season 1.
Well, I just remember hearing.
That's another clip that'll get clipped of a meme and that the internet will fry.
You said this one about 18 episodes.
Because I mean, real talk. I mean, you don't strike me as the type of nigga that watched Oz, bro. I'm just gonna be real. Like, you don't strike me as really? That type of guy.
Damn. So you trying? Hey, slap this nigga of me first. Michael Wright say you don't look like a nigga that drink Henny, and now this nigga saying you don't watch Oz. Slap this man.
I remember hearing about Oz, and it was like the first show where it was like, this is some real TV. Like, this is the real shit. This is like HBO. This is HBO. This is HBO type shit. So, yeah, that's, man.
Like, it had to come on after 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock. I forget. I don't know what time, but I promise you it didn't come on at 8. Yeah. Like, that was a 9 or 10 o'clock show type thing.
Right. Everybody go to bed.
Yeah.
Watching Oz.
So next week will be the last episode of Flatbush Misdemeanors. We'll review that. And so 2 weeks from now, 2 bomb episodes from now, we start the Oz rewatch. And I suggest everybody kind of pace yourselves. We're like, because I don't want people to go like talk about what's happening in season 2. We're still on episode 1. So pace yourselves. Watch it along with us. We'll do it episode by episode. You need to have HBO Max, or I guess a really good friend who has HBO Max. To watch this, I actually
or if you still got a DVD player, buy the box set off Amazon.
I got the box set. I do have the box set. Got it from Hollywood Video back in the day.
We got rest in peace, else? Hollywood Video.
How many discs? How many discs is it? I mean,
how many what?
It has to be like 5.
It was like 5, yeah, like
5 or 6 discs.
5 or 6, yeah, something like that. So, 4. Big Jerv for Black Trey for producer Sean. My name's Amin. This has been Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. Remember, patreon.com/countthedings. Catch all the exclusive content, the special edition episodes for Cinephobe, the overflow episodes from Bomb, the live show episodes. We had another one last week, as I said. So make sure you tapped in on all that. And as always, stay black, motherfucker.